rest of you felt, but these have been just two fantastic days. I'm overwhelmed by all the personal things, but the intellectual discussions that we've had have broken new ground. And I think we're fortunate we've had such an incredible group of talented people here who come forward with some very new, some very useful concepts that I hope you'll be able to put into practice. And so I hope you pay good attention so that we get this all done. But it has just been absolutely superior participation and superior papers. And I hope that, David, that we can get something out very, very promptly. I want to particularly thank David for all that he's done, particularly the very nice summation we just had. Sure that we discuss it fully in the next 20 minutes. Where'd Kevin go?
Okay. Here.
You want to come back on?
Sure.
And I want to make a few comments that go beyond what I said earlier, and also because I think it would have been inappropriate for me to comment on individual papers, but as Mike pointed out, I might say something that might infuriate you, and since you're all special guests, I want to make sure that you all feel welcome here and don't leave on a sour note. And I also want to point out that, remember I talked about garbage can solutions, and you see I put it into practice, and garbage bags on my feet, because we couldn't get any protective covers that would keep my feet. And this is Kevin and myself. Kevin's in someplace.
Taking the picture.
In China, visiting one of their uranium mill tailing sites. Needless to say, the Chinese were as amused by it as I guess I was. It was really fun. I'd like to make a few relatively serious comments and maybe a facetious comment or two. One is that I think that we didn't mention it, and I think Art, in your paper, it wasn't mentioned either, but some of you may know that the medical radiation dose has tripled since the last Academy report, primarily due to CAT scans, MRIs, things of that sort. And so now it's equal or greater than the radon dose, or close to it. So this puts a whole new perspective on what people are being exposed to. And I think we have to take that into account and see if it has any effect on public impact or not. It may not, but I think it's something we really should think about what to do about it. A more facetious remark, we've heard about Milt Russell's just gorgeous paper on the long term. And my colleague Ken Spence and I have prepared a proposal. We're trying to shop it to get it funded. I hope some of you will help us do that. And we want to the title of our proposal is, what do we do when the sun goes out? exactly. a more serious remark. As you know, Congress and the answer mail, John Maynard Keyes, they'll point out in the long run we're all dead. The question is, how do we get to that point? What can we do in the meantime? Milt made some suggestions, but I think I have some other things. I think Roger was absolutely right. The mind and the ears are closed. The train has left the station. And so we have to frame the problem in a very different way and try to reopen the dialogue on a totally different basis than we've done in the past. I don't think this is, as Bob Budnitz would say, this is Frank Parker's view. But I don't think we can overcome the images that Chuck talked about. We can overcome the images of the past. And I think that there is an opportunity that perhaps we might do something. I think that is to talk about what are the real choices now. Instead of talking about Gina, instead of talking about how we needed more nuclear power, I think we should just go to the public and say, we're facing real problems now. You see the price of gas is going up, the price of heating is going up. We know that They're having security threats. We have different options of how we're going to get through this next phase. And you all know those very well up there. So what do we do in the future? What would you prefer? Here is what our best guesses are. We want your input as to how we get through this next phase. If we go to nuclear, here are the options as we see them, and we invite you to participate. If we go to wind, here are the options. If we go to other renewables, here are the options. So we open the dialogue and say, it's your choice now, just as to some extent the Swedes did trying to locate a repository. Your choice now, whether you accept it or not. And we're not saying that we were trying to push nuclear. We're not trying to say we're pushing anything. But you need to make a decision because there's a price to be paid for whatever course we take. And the pros and cons are laid out as best as we know how. And we'd like to get your input. And so the debate would be, how do we shape the future? You see all our presidential candidates are talking about change. And this would be a change in our approach. To see whether we could put us back on a more equitable field where people feel that they can trust us, the technical community, if we give them options, true options, and then follow through on those. Thank you all so much for coming.